The religious revivals of the 19th century were filled with music, and by the time the recording industry got going in the 1920s, some of the best of that music was only a few decades old and got captured on record. Rock historian Ed Ward reviews Goodbye Babylon, an impressive anthology of sacred music.
Late in 2003, a previously unknown Atlanta company called Dust to Digital released a remarkable set of CDs. Over the course of five discs, it has 134 songs taken from old 78s, arranged by theme. Given the breadth of styles and the conceptual overview, it brings to mind Harry Smith's classic Folkways Anthology of American Folk Music, except for one thing. While Smith covered every kind of folk music he could find, this set, called Goodbye Babylon, deals only with sacred music. There's even an additional disc, which I admit I haven't played yet, containing 25 sermons, which were also issued on 78s. Daunting is one word to describe it, but I noticed something else as I played through the set for the second time a few days ago. It's also highly entertaining. It could scarcely not be. Every kind of American music is represented, from good time pop jazz, to mountain music, to blues, to what could only be called punk.
There ain't no grave.
Brother Claude Eli's recording of Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down is one of the few post-war recordings on the set, which also contains the oldest surviving recording of black performers.
Down on the old campground, coon shouts by the Dinwiddie Colored Quartet.
There's a jubilee, there's a jubilee, there's a jubilee away down the old campground. There's a jubilee, there's a jubilee.
The little white stone came rolling down.
Went down the old campground.
And the road like thunder through the ground.
Went down the old campground.
You say you're aiming for the sky.
Went down the old campground.
Why don't you stop your telling lies?
Went down the old campground.
Oh,
the jubilee.
The Dinwiddie Colored Quartet recorded this in 1902. And you'll notice that the announcer calls it a coon shout rather than a spiritual. This is because the last verse has no religious content at all, being the familiar, down in the henhouse on my knees, I thought I heard a chicken sneeze verse. Racist? Yes, but one of the few surviving recordings of minstrelsy. The Dinwiddies may have made their living on the stage, but the majority of the artists on Goodbye Babylon were sacred singers by profession. They range from the utterly unknown, like Luther Magby, who, the booklet says, is known only to have made one record and to have died, to the justly celebrated.
God's gonna separate the wheat from the tare, didn't he say? God's gonna separate the wheat from the tare, didn't he say? Let him go where he will or may, tell that great harvest day. God's gonna separate the wheat from the tare, didn't he say?
A young, jazzy Mahalia Jackson, recorded in 1937, decades before she became famous, is just one of the surprises here. One of the regularly occurring ones is just how odd some of these records are, from the novelty instrument played by Washington Phillips to the unearthly sounds of the otherwise unknown blind Mamie Forehand.
Yeah. consistency. Lord is good.
That's probably the bell from a hotel front desk keeping time, incidentally. And if you've never heard Sacred Harp singing, a ghostly leftover from the 19th century, there's lots of that here, too. No, you didn't understand the lyrics. Sacred harp singers chant the solfeggio, the do-re-mi syllables of the song, first, then go into the words. Like the Harry Smith collection, Goodbye Babylon is the sound of an era ending. The Reverend Thomas A. Dorsey makes a couple of appearances here, and the songs he composed would help usher in a new era after World War II, the era of gospel music. What's on these five discs in their handsome wooden box, packed with cotton balls, is the last American sacred folk music, more or less. You certainly don't have to be a believer to be entertained and intrigued by these songs, nor to be thankful that someone put together this collection.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He reviewed the new box set, Goodbye Babylon, on the Dust to Digital label. It's nominated for 2 Grammys.